Let me first offer my respectful obeisances to the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the ultimate goal of life for one bereft of all possessions in this material world, and is the only meaning for one adventure in spiritual life. Thus, let me write about his magnanimous contribution of devotional service and love of God.
In each chapter, he composes a new verse offering his obeisances to the Lord. In the seventh chapter of Adi Lila, he also offers his respects. He began his writing of Chaitanya Charitamrita when he was as old as 90 years old in Vrindavan, by the order of the Vaishnavas and confirmed by Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this is the process. One should not be writing in spiritual subject matter without being authorized by some superior authority. It is not ordinary writing. The writing on spiritual subject matter is authorized by the order of superior authority when contract. It is not speculation. Therefore, he said that Sri Chaitanyam Likhatiyas, by the order of superior authority, and trying to describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Prema Bhakti Balan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is preaching Prema in love of God. That is the only necessity to understand in human form. Prema Samatha Maha. There are other necessities for those who are non devotees. Those devotees necessities are Dharma Adha Kamma. Generally, in the material world, everyone is necessity of gratifying his senses. So sometimes, under the cover of religiosity, they want to satisfy senses. The same thing, just like one goes to a church or temple to mitigate some material necessities. That's why the Christian go to the church or meeting the problems of prayer. Similarly, the Hindus or the Christian Muslims, everyone goes to church, temple or mosque to pray something material. God, I am very distressed. Kindly let me relieve from this distressed condition. God, I am in need of money. I am very poor. Kindly give me some money. Or any other. And now he treated it in war. Just like Kashi, he introduced that everyone should go and pray for Vichu. So England was also praying for victory, and Germany was also praying for victory. God is perplexed. This field is praying to God that this night I may steal without any hindrances. And the householder is praying, "My Lord, he may not come here and steal me." And God has to address him. So just imagine how much busy is God. There are millions and trillions of living entities. Each one of them, if they are at all interested in God, not all. So they are praying, everyone is praying. God, give me this benediction, give me this benediction. So this is not pure devotional. For some material profit, one should not become a religious person, a devotee of God. Of course, it is better than the person who is not at all interested in God. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Chatudvidha bhajante maam supridhira. Okay. Unless one is pious, he cannot approach God. So, one should be pious and without any motive. Not only pious, pious is the first condition. Who can approach God? Otherwise, he does not. Namam Rishikanam Mura Prabhadante Narasam. These classes are made. Dushkitanam, Niskriya, always committing sinful activities. Dushkitanam, Mura, Rastas, fools, and Narasama, lowest of the mankind. Maya Abhutabhyana, whose knowledge has been taken away by Maya. Such demonic persons do not surrender to God. But pious man who has got background, pious activities, such person, when they are distressed, they approach God. They know God is friend of all living entities. Sridhan Sarvabhutana. Actually, he is the friend. As friend, he is living with the soul, as super soul. That is stated in the Vedas. The two birds are sitting on the same tree. The tree, this is the tree, this body is tree. And one bird is the individual soul, and the other bird is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, super soul. So, God is always accompanying the individual soul to turn him back to home, back to home. He's so nice friend. Sridham Sarvabhutana. So, if we want peace, then we should understand that here is my friend, the Supreme Friend, Sridham Sarvabhutana. He's guiding me. So, why I am praying to him for some benefit? He knows my necessity. He supplies if it is required. Why shall I bother him with prayers, granting something? Please give me this gift. There is no necessity. God is omniscient. He knows. As he says in the Bhagavad Gita, that I know the necessities of my devotee, and I supply them. Yoga Chimang Bahama. Two things are there. One thing, to possess something which we do not have. And we want to protect what we have got. So Krishna says, both these things, I give protection of my divinity, whatever he has got. And I supply him whatever he has got. Yoga Kheman Bhav. He's supplying everyone, but especially to the devotees. That is his special job. Here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very magnanimous. He, without asking, he is offering the best benefit. Krishna Prema. The best objective. Our objective of life should be to understand God. If we, in this life, if you simply understand what is God and what is my relationship with, and begin to act like that, then also our life is successful. Even if we cannot finish the whole job, or we fall down from the platform of devotional service, we still, we are not losers. Chakva sadharmam charanambujam hare patittako yogi bhajannakakurta. The devotional service is a process, requires some time to fulfill the whole job and become perfect. But in becoming, before becoming perfect, one falls down, he is not losing. The service is so transcendental that whatever you have done, that is your effort. And if you stop, that is not good. But even if you stop, whatever you have done already, that is your permanent asset. This is the benefit of devotional service. Material thing, if you cannot do it perfectly well, whatever you have done, then you are lost. But spiritual, whatever you have done, 1%, 2%, 3%, as you have done, that is not lost. Therefore, the Shastra says that those who are not devotees, what is their profit? Even they are doing their duties very nicely. What is the profit? Because he remains under the stringent laws of nature. Suppose this night I have done my duty as a politician very nicely. But the next life I become a dog, then what is the benefit? What is the benefit? To become next life as a dog of God, that will not depend on you. That will depend on the nature. Pratityamanani kunai karmani sarva. It is going automatically. 2 + 2 = 4. Similarly, whatever we are doing, we are preparing for the next life. Karmana. Simply, material nature has to give you a post. Now you have done like this, take this post. You cannot deny. You cannot say, no, I don't like this post. No, you have to take. So, for the Purnis, even they have done their so-called duties very perfectly well. What is the profit? There is no problem, because you are under the control of material nature. But the devotees, whatever little service they have done, that is permanent aspect. That is not controlled by nature. That is controlled by God. And He says in Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Brashta Sanjaya, Sujinam Simatam Jehe, Yoga Brashta Sanjaya, Brashta means one who is fallen from this devotional service. So for them also, it is guaranteed a human life. Not only human life, but in very good health. Suchinam sumatam ji. Suchinam means perfectly well behaved, clean family, Brahmana family. Suchinam. Suchi means very clean. So you are becoming all Brahmin, you must remain always very clean. Suchina, that is called Suchi. And Muchi means unclean, goblin. Suchi and Muchi. So don't become Muchi. Yes. Uncleanliness is Muchi, goblin. They're dealing always with skin and bad smell. No bathing. In our country, Muchi, the cobbler, is taken to the lowest of the mankind, Narada. Because their business is when the cow dies, so the Muchi is prepared to take away the dead cow or bull. They eat the flesh and they take out the skin and the bones for their business. Muchi prepares shoes. He gets the skin for nothing without any payment. He doesn't have to invest his capital. And he nicely cleanses his tanks and then prepares shoes and sells in the market to get the money. And the Muchi class, they eat this flesh, meat, but they are given the opportunity when the cow is dead, not by slaughtering. That is not in the Vedic scripture. The dead animal, you can eat. Those who are fond of eating fish and meat, they can eat when the animal is dead, not finished. That is not very good thing. So the Muchi class, their business is to take the dead. After all, everyone will die. The animal will die also. Even if we feed the cows, don't kill, it will die. So, some cow is dying here, some cow is dying there. Just like the vulture, they eat dead body. So dead body must be there. So they have no scarcity of dead body. They can find out dead body. They go 3 miles above to find out where is the dead body. So that is all the sense gratification. So in this way, there are classes, Suchi and Muchi. Suchi is the first class, cleans internally and externally human beings, and the Muchi means the low class, very unclean, eating the dead meat, cows and wolves. So, Krishna says, even one is fallen, he gets his birth in the family of Suchi, Suchina. Just like in our society, there are small children. You see the behavior, they are coming offering flowers, offering obeisances. That means they are not ordinary children. They have got the opportunity to take part in the family of Vaishnava, Father Vaishnava, Mother Vaishnava. And he's getting the opportunity of Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of life. This is called Suchinam Srimatam Vihi. So he can, he's fallen from devotional service. He's offered again the opportunity to get back in the human society, and not only ordinary human being, but devotee, very clean. Or next to that, very rich man. These are the two opportunities for the fallen devotees. And what is Sriva? Those are not fallen. Just imagine. Those are not fallen. They go directly. Kaptade ham punarjanmaneshi. Mami. Immediately, they transfer to the spiritual world after being on the body. And those who are fallen, they are not immediately transferred, but they are given the chance again for developing Krishna consciousness and transferred, being transferred to the spiritual world. Because one who takes part in the family of Vaishnava and pure Brahmana, he gets the chance again, just like the student are getting chance again. Did you all see offering to the Vaishnava, obeisances, offering some flower, dancing, chanting? He's again getting the opportunity. Although he has fallen in his last bath, that fallen is not so serious. He has got again human body, and he has got chance to be associated with his Krishna consciousness movement. And rich man, rich man means everyone is embarrassed with the maintenance of body. So, if one is not embarrassed to take part in rich family means, he has nothing to think of. Maintenance. That's like one of our devotee, Mr. Alfred Ford, is the great grandson of Mr. Henry Ford. He has given us one big house in Honolulu. The boy came to see me, very nice boy. So, this is Srimatangate, born in big family, and he has got the opportunity to give something for the service of the Lord. So, either you were born in big family, or in poor Vaishnava family, you are not loser. You should take to Krishna consciousness and try to introduce it very nicely. And even though we fall, there is no loss. The human life is guaranteed and in very good family. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So yes, it is said, Hinata Vivasadana, Sri Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind to the fallen souls. And his special mission is to retrain the fallen souls. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Retrain the fallen souls means in this age of Kali, almost 99.9% they are all fallen. Their qualification is Mandha. Mandha means they do not know that the human life is meant for qualifying oneself in Krishna consciousness, spiritual consciousness. They do not. Mandha, Sumandha, Matayu. Even one is interested about spiritual consciousness, they have said some bogus views. So many yogis, samis, all bluffers, they take care. Manasumandamata. Because Kaliyuga, they are already sophisticated, bewildered. And these people come to choose. They fall the prey of these suitors. Sumandamata. Anyone who is preaching something else other than God consciousness, he is a cheater. He is a cheater. Sumandamata. Because real progress of life is to become God conscious. That is the real progress. And without God consciousness, the so-called yogi, so-called meditation, what is this meditation? What is the profit? Simply some bogus propaganda. There is no value. Real progress of life is to know what is God and what is my relationship with Him and how to act in that relationship. That is real life. But they do not know it. Nate vidushātu gatenhi Vishnu. They do not know it. They think by this yoga practice, psychological practice, my material condition is improved. Swam, they have got their own theories. But that is not progress of life. There are many rich men, many for me, without practicing yoga, they are having material comforts. So, spiritual life does not mean that one is improved in material conditions. Spiritual life means spiritual advancement. But people take it that get to real means to give impetus to our material life. Dharma kutama moksha. And when they are sati, when they are disgusted, they want moksha. Moksha means to become one with the Lord. So these things are going on. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to save all these fallen souls. Hinatha. Hinatha vidasadana. The more one is fallen, he is the better candidate for accepting the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottamdas Thakur says, Potita Pavana Hetu Tabara Vata. My Lord, you have incarnated to replace the fallen. Potita Pavana Hetu Tabara Vata. Mosama Potita Prabhu Napai. If that is your mission, then I am the most fallen. So my claim is passed to receive your favor. Because your mission is to show favor to the fallen. So I am the most fallen. So kindly accept me. In this way, he has come. That is stated here. Hinātha vidasādhukam. Sri Chaitanya. So, a person in the conditional stage of material existence, he is in an atmosphere of helplessness. But the conditioned soul, under the illusion of Maya or the external energy, thinks that he is completely protected by his country, society, friendship, and love, not knowing that at the time of death, none of these can save. This is karma. But he does not believe under the illusion of Maya. He does not also believe that what is the meaning of saving. Saving. Saving means saving oneself from this repetition cycle of birth and death. That is real saving. They do not. The laws of material nature are so strong that none of our material possessions can save us from the frail acts of death. Everyone knows it. And that is our real problem. Who is not afraid of death? Huh? Everyone is afraid of death. Why? Because any living entity is not meant for dying. He is eternal. Therefore, birth, death, old age and disease, these things are botheration for him. Because he is eternal, he does not take birth, the Jaya say. And one who does not take birth, he has no death also. Namayate, Kadashi. This is our actual position. Therefore, we are afraid of death. That is our natural affliction. So, to save us from death, that is the first business of human mind. You are teaching the Krishna consciousness movement for this purpose only. That should be the purpose of everyone. That is the Shastric injunction. Those who are guardians, the government, the father, the teacher, they are guardians of the children. They should know it, how to give protection to the world. Namo Sayadra Samuti Samutto. So where is this philosophy all over the world? There is no such philosophy. This is the only Krishna consciousness movement which is putting forward this philosophy, not physically, but from authorized shastra, very literally. Authorities. So, that is our request. We are opening different centers all over the world for the benefit of the human society, that they do not know the aim of life, they do not know that there is next life after death. These things they do not know. So we are trying to educate them that there is next life, undoubtedly, and you can prepare your next life. In this life, you can go to the higher planetary system for better comfort, material comfort. You can remain here in a secure position. Secure means this material life. In this life it is said, Janti Deva Prata Devan, Pitri Janti Pitri Prata, Bhutani Janti Bhute Jya, Madhyadinopi Janti Ma. So you can prepare yourself for better life in the heavenly planet, or in a better society in this world, or to go to the planet where ghosts and other beings are controlling, or you can go to the planet where Krishna is there. Everything is open to you. Janti Bhute Jambhutani Madhyadino Pijantima. Simply you have to prepare yourself. That's why in your youth life, you are educated. Somebody is going to be engineer, somebody is going to be medical man, somebody is going to be lawyer, and many other professional men. And they are prepared by education. Similarly, you can prepare for your next life. This is not difficult to understand, but they do not believe in the next life. Although it is very common sense. That tells the next life, because Krishna says, and he can understand the philosophy by little intelligence. So there is next life. So our proposition is that If you have got to prepare yourself for the next life, then why don't you take this trouble of preparing for going back to home, back to God? This is our point. You can prepare yourself to go to hell or heaven. That doesn't matter. Because that is also temporary. Shile punne puno matsu do kama bishanti. After you have finished, just as you may go to jail or to somewhere else, when your visa, a time is finished, then you are free from such life. Similarly, even if you go to the heavenly planet, while the resultant action of a past activity is finished, then again we are turned down here. In this way, sometimes higher planetary, sometimes lower planetary, yes sir. Therefore, our best business is, why not go back to home, back to God? Krishna says, Majjajino, ki jaanti maa. Anyone who is Krishna conscious, he comes to me. So why not go to Krishna? Then the question will be, what is the benefit of going to Krishna Rupa? What is the difference between going to heavenly planet or any other planet and going to Krishna? The difference is, any planet go, you are under the four material regulation. Janma mitu jarata. Birth, death, old age, and but if you go to Krishna, jadvatyana nivartante tadhamam param. If you go to Krishna, then you don't get anymore chance to come down and take the material birth. You can live that eternally blissful life of knowledge. That is the difference. So any intelligent man should take to Krishna consciousness, but you have the Krishna consciousness business and go back to home, back to God for eternal life. This mission we are teaching all over the world. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to deliver the foreign souls from the practice of Maya and take them back to home, back to God. As Krishna came, he also, his mission was this, bahavo gyana tapasa tuta madhavam adhigacchati. Jagadhyana nivartante tadha. He was giving information. He come to me. Live there, where eternally, with bliss and knowledge, why you are not in this material world. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with the same mission. His mission is not different from Krishna, because he is Krishna himself. So, his mission is to offer prema. Bhakti, prema bhakti padam. That is his mandate. Sri Krishna did not offer prema. That is also prema, the preliminary condition. He said surrender. Surrender means beginning of prema. Unless I have got love for you, why shall I surrender to you? So, that is the beginning of love, surrender. So she demanded so much. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind and magnanimous that in course of his chanting and dancing, he embraced everyone and gave him Krishna prema. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, magnanimity. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has offered his prayer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadanaya. Krishna prema pradaya. People cannot understand Krishna. And you are giving love of Krishna. If you don't know anybody, how you can develop love for him? So, just imagine how much magnanimous is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is giving such a nice process. Chant Hare Krishna, be purified, immediately you become free from this material bondage and begin your loving service to Krishna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, that's what the author is writing, that our Kiva Gotini Bhaktam.